News Radio WGNS with Scott Walker.
This morning, we're going to be talking about the Middle Point Landfill, and Mike Klassen is with us today to talk about that. So kind of bring us up to date on everything that's been happening out there.
Yeah.
And what's to come.
Sure. Hey, good morning. Always great to be on with you this morning. You know, recently, the big news, and I think it's probably been out there quite a bit in all the major media channels, but we went before the Public Works Committee of the Rutherford County Commission here this past Tuesday. That committee had asked to present a plan for what the next 30, like a vision, really, you know, not a proposal, not a formal, just a vision for what the next 30 years could look like to how we sustainably manage waste and recycling here in the community. And so that's what we've been up to.
That's a lot.
It is a lot. Yeah.
And I know the county and the city mayors, they came together. They had a press conference.
Yeah.
And how did all of that fit in to everything happening at Middle Point, or did it fit in?
So we put a really clear plan, and we'll get into some of those talking points, I'm sure, on Tuesday, with a clear vision with where we're going to head. You know, I think when I listened to the press conference between the two mayors, how I understood it was to create a committee to evaluate maybe entering into an MOU to possibly evaluate reopening the closed county landfill. So if that doesn't sound like the government Department of Inefficiency, I'm not exactly sure what does, but no, that plan, you know, there were no details associated with that plan. I think, you know, both the city and county, the mayors have been working on their own independent waste plans for a while, spent a lot of money on those things. And I think they've realized that maybe the direction of that isn't working out. So now they're maybe shifting gears, but not a lot of details to talk through on that, because I don't think a lot of details have been released yet.
Now, while all of that's happening, the landfill, you guys have also been working on this huge project for several years where you're taking gas that's naturally produced within the landfill, and then you're basically, it's going to be pushed back out there so the public can utilize that as a resource, and it'll be used by factories to power factories. It'll be used by homes. I mean, a lot has been going on into that project.
Yeah, that's true. That project is online to come here, could be active here in June. And just like you said, you know, it really enhances our ability to collect gases from the landfill, prevent them from escaping to the atmosphere. But at the same time, we're taking that into a renewable, low cost energy source for the community here. And look, that's, you know, when we talk about the meeting on last Tuesday, right? And that was a big one. It's had a lot of coverage. It was really interesting to me because, you know, there were some folks in the, you know, they heard we were going to talk about a potential expansion, right? And of course, a lot of people view that as like, oh, it's a status quo expansion. It's just more of the same. It's more of the same Middle Point that we've seen for the last 30 years. And so there were some people in the crowd, a handful that came, and they were upset about things, you know, right at the start. But I think once everyone actually sat through what we presented and sort of the vision that we have, those same people, I saw some heads nodding, I saw some interest, I saw, you know, we're really flipping the concept of what Middle Point has been in this community on its head. And, you know, how we're doing that is a couple ways. So number one, we are understanding that, you know, Rutherford County no longer wants to be the place where most of Nashville sends its trash. We hear that loud and clear. We've heard talked to so many people, and that's been very clear. And so we're committing to a group, basically to cut the amount of waste that Middle Point takes in half. So to go from, well, 1.3 million tons per year down to almost 660,000 tons per year, agree to a cap on all out of county tons. And most importantly, volunteer to eliminate our largest out-of-county customer, which is Metro Nashville's residential waste that would be coming into Middle Point. So that's a really big change. But on top of that, we would continue to make sure that we are giving significant economic benefit to citizens of Rutherford County. So continued free disposal for the county and for the city, taking over a whole bunch of the county's existing debt and operational costs. In fact, MTSU just did a study on this proposed vision that we have. And per MTSU, if Middle Point were to close tomorrow, the county would lose out on $52.7 million annually in business revenue, direct economic benefit, and 242 jobs. Those are big numbers.
If I recall correctly, if we go back to January, I believe, of 23, that is when Middle Point cut about 25% of the incoming waste that was coming from places like Nashville.
Yep.
in order to more so focus on Rutherford County.
Yeah, great, great memory. And that's really the idea, right? Our vision was called Rutherford County First because we need to make Middle Point a more locally focused asset to take care of the waste and the needs of the people in Rutherford County first and foremost. And that's exactly what the plan, you know, a couple other pieces of it, Scott, are, the year is 2025. People expect some recycling here, right? We're operating like we're in 1989 still and need to modernize our waste management system, but have never really been able to get up off the ground related to that. We're proposing and committing to building, operating, and growing recycling programs there at the Middle Point Landfill facility in conjunction with the county and hopefully with participation with the cities in Rutherford County too.
You know, from the outside looking in, I've been to a lot of other states, countries, etc. And one thing I do notice in most other states and most other big cities, you do have big recycling programs in place. You do have big campaigns where they're pushing recycling, but you really don't see that in Rutherford County.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially in Murfreesboro, right? Murfreesboro is a big enough city with a dense enough population where a recycling program could flourish. You know, I recently heard Mayor McFarland say that he's not in support of recycling right now because any recycling would just make Middle Point last longer. And it's like, I just don't think that's the right way that we should be thinking about this. Recycling is what's good for our world and what's good for the citizens of Rutherford County now. We can argue about the politics and everything else later, but let's do the right thing and get some recycling programs off the ground. In fact, I think the city, you know, if anyone sees your water bill, you have a waste charge on there. And the city has said it's going to go up from $11 per month up to like, I think, $33 per month per household. You know, for less than half of that cost, and we do this all over the country, less than half of that cost, we could put a cart at every single person's house and have a fully fledged recycling curbside program that would be immediately viable in this county. Like that opportunity is here for this city, and it's here now.
Years and years and years ago, there was a deal that was inked between, I guess, the county executive and somebody who would have represented Middle Point back then.
Mm-hmm.
And that deal that was inked, it was to provide and accept trash from the residents of Rutherford County. I don't know all the details of it, but is that still in place today, or how has it changed?
Yeah, so that deal in 1989 is still the exact same contract that was agreed to today that we have then. And I think that's part of the challenge, right? Like, so much has changed in 35 years. I don't think anybody could have ever imagined the growth of Middle Tennessee, the growth of Murfreesboro. Like, Walter Hill was way out there back in 1989, right? And so so it's time to refresh that. And that's part of what we're saying is, you know, it's time to move on from the view and how Middle Point operated. And we, as Republic, need to take ownership of the need that this community demands something different. And that's exactly what we're trying to propose. You know, the contract had a lot of, it was kind of bare bones. For example, one thing that we're proposing in a new contract is, you know, if I put myself in the shoes of all leaders here and of people who have lived around Middle Point for their whole lives, I'm going to say, like, yeah, sure, you put $20 million into your systems to control odors over the last 5 years, and you're picking up the roads and you're taking care of, you're being a good neighbor now, but you weren't always a good neighbor. And then you're just acting that way now because you want something, right? And so, which would be a fair criticism, you know, I'll be the first to say that. So part of what we're trying to put in the new contract is a citizen advisory council that has the power to put some actual standards around what it means to be a good neighbor on the stuff TDEC doesn't regulate: odor, litter, dust, whatever, all those things. And actual standards in the contract that if we don't meet them, there's actually some punishment, some teeth in that contract to be able to hold this accountable. So that forever, you know, you and I aren't going to be here 50 years from now. And that's how long we're proposing to guarantee free disposal for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County is 50 years. In 20, 30, 40 years, like, whoever is operating these facilities and living and leading the community here, they need to have assurance that Middle Point is going to be a great neighbor. We need to put it in a contract.
So going back to that 1989 contract, if that was put into place and it's still in existence, the contract today, then at what point did the city start charging for this waste disposal when they started adding it to the water bill? And what was the purpose of charging that?
Yeah, it's a great question. I don't exactly know when it first kicked in.
I mean, it was recent, over the last, 2 years or so?
Yeah. So I think the city, you know, the city collects the waste also. So they have a cost associated with their collection efforts, not to dispose their waste, but just to pick it up in their city trucks. So I think initially it was built to cover the cost of that program. You know, my understanding and sort of listening to some of the public information, and this is, you know, not trying to speak for the city, this is just how I've understood it, is, you know, they're sort of planning for a future where they're going to have to pay for waste because the city leadership is planning for a future where Middle Point doesn't exist. And so that's just the reality is, and again, this is from the MTSU study. The reality is that on day one, if Middle Point closes, between the city and Rutherford County, taxpayers have $10 million more dollars annually that they're going to have to be spending purely on waste disposal. And that's just day one is an important concept there, because this is not just a Rutherford County problem. All of Middle Tennessee has an infrastructure crunch as it relates to the availability of disposal capacity. So the next closest landfill from Middle Point right now is down in Lewisburg. It's called Cedar Ridge, about 65 miles away. MTSU study estimated that's about $90 per ton of waste to get it there, coming from transfer stations here. That site has 8 years of life left. If you take all the waste from Middle Point and send it there, 8 years becomes 3 years, becomes 0 years very, very quickly. Then the next closest facility is in Camden, 125 miles away. You get the picture. Like, you double the distance, you double the cost, and all of a sudden you have uncontrolled costs for how we manage our waste. And the only people that are going to be responsible for those costs are taxpayers.
Again, Mike Klassen with us today from Middle Point Landfill. So if the city is picking up all this waste with their garbage trucks and then they're taking it somewhere to be disposed of, are they taking it to Middle Point still today?
They are, yep. So city of Murfreesboro, if you live in the city and you have a cart that you take to your curb, all of that waste is coming to Middle Point Landfill, and it's coming there for free.
But we're paying extra for it each month on that water bill.
Correct.
Kind of like we just want you to get in the practice of paying for trash service. So we're going to go ahead and start charging you maybe 2 years, maybe 10 years, maybe 20 years in advance. Is that the way it boils down, if I understand it correctly?
Yeah. Great, great question, Scott. And I don't envision to put myself in the mind of our politicians. So that's my understanding of how it's working, but definitely a better question for them.
Is it legal to charge for a service you're not providing? Because that's what it boils down to. I mean, I'm wondering, are they charging for a service that they're not literally providing because it's being passed on to dump into the Middle Point landfill?
Yeah, great question. Again, I think part of that cost is certainly the collection of the waste. And so that is a true service, and there are some costs associated with that. But again, you know, the free disposal item is a really important point. So we did the math, okay? So the math says that if you're a citizen in Rutherford County, the cost, if Middle Point doesn't exist, to you as a taxpayer is going to be at least $200 per household per year. But if you live in the city, because you have free disposal in the city, that number is closer to $400 per household per, I mean, what do most people pay on their property tax right now? Like $2,000 a year, something like that, whatever it is. So that's a 20% increase in your on your property taxes right away. Like, people need to understand that, you know, we're having these big conversations and, you know, people need to understand what the real hit to their pocketbook is going to be. It is going to be significant if we don't work together to find a solution for managing our waste here locally.
And again, I don't mean to harp on it, but
sure,
if the city is still utilizing, the county still utilizing that 1989 contract, then they're still following the whole thing of the trash is being disposed of at no charge at Middle Point, because that's what they agreed to, and that's what we're going to continue to do. But yeah, we're going to go ahead and charge the residents. But then you're also saying, in order to stop using Middle Point, the city has to find and the county has to find somewhere else to dump the trash.
Yep.
And you're looking at an additional 20% in revenue that's needed to cover the cost of that. And the city's going to have to pay for that. The county's going to have to pay for that. And one option would be, I guess, property taxes and raising it to cover those costs.
I mean, the county doesn't have any other options to raise revenue. That's really the only option the county has. Now, the city could put additional fees on a water bill or something like that. But yeah, I mean, that's... We all know who's going to end up holding the bag on those costs. And, you know, it's the citizens, ultimately.
And, you know, when people talk about a 20% increase in XYZ tax, if it is property tax and that's 20%, $2,000, there's an extra $400 or so you have to pay each year, which doesn't sound like a lot because most people will say, well, that's not much because it's divided out over 12 months. It goes into my escrow for my home mortgage. Yeah. So I'm not worried about it.
Sure.
But when you get to retirement age and you retire, that house is paid for. All of a sudden, you're having to come out of pocket an extra $400 for your taxes at the end of the year.
Yep.
That's something to get irritated about.
Absolutely. I mean, $400 is nothing to sneeze at. I mean, it's that's real money. Think of what you could buy for $400.
Yeah.
It's significant.
And, you know, most people, the truth is they don't have... A lot of people don't have savings accounts.
That's
right. They literally live from month to month for their expenses.
Yep.
Because everything's gotten so expensive today. So when you have an extra expense at the end of the year, that really does hurt.
It does. And look, that's something that I'm personally very passionate about. So, you know, our goal was to put a vision together that says we are going to actually accelerate the economic benefits to the county, increase those dramatically, guarantee those costs are controlled for 50 years. And be responsive to what we've heard from people here, which is we don't want all of Nashville's waste and we want recycling programs and environmental accountability. And, you know, I think in all, the presentation that we made to Public Works, if anybody's interested, middlepointlandfill.com, it's all available on our website. Go check it out. And there's like a booklet up there. There's a link to the MTSU Jones College of Business Economic Impact Study. All this information is up there. We got a lot of people throwing a lot of pretty crazy accusations and things and half truths out there. And the reality is they're just distracting from the real message here, which is, we as a community, the time is now to do something. So Middle Point has 4 years of life left from today, which sounds like some time, but in the big picture of solid waste, it's going to take 2 years to permit something and 2 years to build something. We're out of time. We got to make a decision. And we're doing our best to sort of lead that effort. And we really appreciate, County Commission has been great. I think there's some really thoughtful people on the Rutherford County Commission who understand that to do what's best for this community, we at least all have to talk. We need to hear all sides. There's no commitment to doing anything, but it's important that everyone has a seat at the table who has influence in this and is a stakeholder to come up with the best idea possible. And I'm really appreciative. And I think, you know, the citizens we've talked to and the people that came up and talked to us after the Public Works meeting, they were appreciative too that the County Commission is being so inclusive in how we're going to figure out this really complex problem.
Now, when you talked about how the city and the county mayors came together, they spoke at a press conference, they talked about utilizing or the idea of using one of the old landfill sites.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that something that Middle Point had also asked about using? In other words, Middle Point, didn't y'all come to the city or the county and ask to utilize or use that old landfill at one point?
Yeah, really, really good question and an important distinction to draw. So, you know, what we looked at doing previously, and actually what this current proposal says as well, if you think about, there's two landfills, the Closed County Landfill and then the Middle Point Landfill, and there's sort of like a valley in between them. And what our proposal was is to use that valley and just fill in the space of that valley with a modern, highly engineered landfill containment system.
So these are all side by side?
Yeah, they're literally like, I can throw a rock and hit the Rutherford County landfill from the Middle Point landfill. So it's literally right there. So when you talk, it's not much footprint. People would never even see us. We're not going to go any higher than current permitted elevations. So that's what we're proposing, is to use those existing hills kind of as slopes and then fill waste over there with a modern lining system. Now, what the county and city mayors are proposing is to repurpose, which is a way of not saying, but saying reopen the closed county. The county landfill is an unlined landfill with documented groundwater contamination, uncontrolled and documented landfill gas migration. That's not something anyone did wrong. I'm not saying that to accuse anything of any wrongdoing. It's an old landfill that was in operation before there were modern regulations, right? So the cost to reopen that and bring it up to modern standards, especially by folks that don't do it professionally, is astronomical. Honestly, never in my wildest dreams did I think that the solution to Middle Point would be to open another landfill right next to Middle Point. That one did surprise me, I must say.
Didn't the city or the county, weren't y'all told you can't use anything like the old landfill to expand on, right?
Yeah, I think so. In this was just before my time, but I think it was in 2017, 2018. There was a vote that said, you know, so the city and county partnered in back in 2017 to produce a third party engineering study about what are we going to do with solid waste. We've been working on this issue for a decade, I might say, and we still haven't made a lot of progress. And that study by a consultant called GBB came up with a series of recommendations. There were five total recommendations, but there was one recommendation that was the preferred option. And that recommendation was called Middle Point 2.0, their name, not our name, which was just to fill in the space between there. And so, you know, I think at that time, Republic came to the county commission and said, hey, this is, we're happy to help work with you on this, but we need to go drill the old county landfill to figure out what's actually in there, to figure out if it's suitable to build on top of. And I think that, you know, the politics sort of did their thing. And that vote was a basically a unanimous rejection of allowing Republic to go drill. And then there was like a double down to say, and we don't want this option either. So it's really important to clarify, like the vision we propose to Public Works is not a status quo expansion. It is a totally new comprehensive plan. You know, to say that the Public Works or County Commission voted 7 years ago on something totally different and that's binding the current County Commission, half of which weren't even around, like that's just not an accurate, I'm not a political expert, but even I know that's just not an accurate thing to say.
So the city and the county using the old landfill site.
Yeah.
If they were to do that, assuming they move forward to do that, what is that picture going to look like? And what does that picture look like compared to what Middle Point had originally proposed to them not too long ago?
Yeah. So the what it looks like is, so in order to get all the value of disposal capacity here, you need both sides of the valley. If you only own one side of the valley, which the city and county presumably would only own their side of the valley, the upside just isn't there. The other thing is that solution requires everyone in Rutherford County and Murfreesboro to pay for disposal, right? So the idea is we're going to open up our own landfill next to Middle Point and everyone's going to pay for it, versus we're going to let this existing highly engineered facility with a really stellar groundwater protection record shut down where everyone can still use for free. It's just, it's kind of a puzzling proposal, to be quite honest.
Is there some company, some person that stands to make some type of money off of all this? Is there some type of financial benefit that somebody's going to receive? I mean, I don't really understand the direction the city and county are heading right now.
Yeah, not that I'm aware of. I'm not aware of any, you know, other parties that are involved with it. You know, to be quite honest, I think it's more of a political solution than a practical solution. Look, we're serious at the table, and I think we're really excited about the issue, right? We're trying to solve a real problem for this community, and I'm trying to stay out of the, you know, the political wildfires that are out there, which is sometimes hard. And so, we've done it in the most inclusive, collaborative way possible. We've met with every single county commissioner. We've met out here talking with you. We've met with the Chamber of Commerce. We've met with county schools. We've held 10 open houses around the community. We've had hundreds of door knocks and phone calls to residents. And I think what the plan we put together is based on that feedback. We're eager to do this in partnership with this, with the county and also with the city. Like if they're interested in what this future looks like, what we can do together, we can be a lot more productive working together than we can working separately.
Again, Mike Klassen with us today from the Middle Point Landfill. We're going to take a short break and then we'll be right back.
Did you know that participating in Murfreesboro's special census could help bring more funding to our city? This is Mayor Shane McFarland. An accurate population count means more shared state revenue for things like road repairs, park improvements, and new sidewalks. It's quick and easy. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com or look for a letter from the city with a prepaid return envelope.
Count me in.
Okay, count me in.
And count me in too.
Help Murfreesboro get its fair share. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com, complete the special census today, and you could qualify for a $100 gift card.
And I would highly recommend Adams Place. It's a place to enjoy life. It's comfortable. The settings are home-like and not sterile. Adams Place is a place they're looking out for you. You feel at home, and I'm very fortunate there's a lot of people here I already knew. To get back to the food, I want to say one thing. The chef does a fabulous job here. I'm Larry Castelli, and you know, I would highly recommend Adam's Place.
Hey, we get it. Life's busy, and the last thing you need to worry about is where your trash goes and how much it's going to cost you. With Middle Point Landfill, Rutherford County residents receive free disposal.
Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill.
We pride ourselves in making your waste one less worry. Take it to the curb, and we'll take it from there.
Middle Point Landfill is an environmentally safe, economical, and reliable solution for solid waste for Rutherford County.
Learn more about us at MiddlePointLandfill.com.
Want to play a game with me and Dad?
Mommy's not feeling good.
You need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with DayQuil VapoCool. It's DayQuil plus a rush of Vicks Vapors.
VapoCool! Whoa.
Come on, honey. Let's let Mommy rest.
You guys are amazing. And so is DayQuil VapoCool.
DayQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing daytime coughing, aching, fever, power through your day medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
I've got pesties, buzzing rodents running all through my house. Ants chewing wood. And look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests. But you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation and support hundreds of local nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org.
This is the Roundtable from News Radio WGNS on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Mike Klassen with us today from the Middle Point Landfill. Now, a number of years back, we were talking during that break, during Mayor Ketron's term, that they started having these field trips of sorts, mm-hmm. where city leaders, county leaders would go to different cities and sometimes I think maybe even different states to see what type of recycling program was in place and what type of recycling facility were in some of these cities.
Yeah.
Whatever became of all of that?
Yeah, so that was just before my time. And, you know, the idea was let's help Rutherford County as a community kind of understand what other communities are doing successfully, because I think there's a stigma that like recycling can't make money, you know, but that's not true. Like, we make money at recycling facilities all over the country, and to kind of show you can do, you know, there's any number of scale. I mean, you can have a full fledged modern material recycling facility. It's called a MRF, where you have like literally like optical sorting and robotics and everything else, all the way down to like a really simple like citizen drop off for a specific type of material. And so, you know, it's a lot of times communities need to start small, but it's again, it also to show like the involvement of the elected officials in putting parameters around these, because one thing Republic can't do, we can't actually create the recyclables, right? We got to have people and businesses actually putting recyclables out on the curb and influenced by the cities and counties in order to have something to recycle. So I think that was part of like a formation of ideas back under Mayor Ketron's term. You know, that led into an RFP process, an RFQ process, where I think five different companies submitted on recycling waste, all sorts of topics. And then quite honestly, COVID hit and that really slowed everything down. In-person meetings weren't happening nearly the same. And then, you know, there was some changeover at the mayor's office, and then, you know, the progress on that has since died.
During that whole request for proposal process, one of the companies that did submit information was a company in Georgia that somehow converted, I believe it was trash, into these pellets that ultimately went into the carpet business and the carpet industry and making carpet. And I think that was one the county and maybe the city too, they were really looking at as, hey, this could be a viable option for some type of recycling plant here.
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah. I don't remember the specific name of the company, but there is a lot of, so, you know, when we recycle, so we got this plastic bottle sitting over here, right? What normally happens with recycling is it's downcycled is the word that's used. So you go from like a plastic food grade plastic bottle down to like this pen or a vacuum cleaner down into carpet, right? So you sort of lose some integrity of the product as you go, but it does get reused throughout the process. So that's the concept of recycling, what that company was doing, which is great because carpet is a great use for a lot of those recyclable materials. What's really cool now is something that Republic has pioneered. We have what's called polymer centers located several across the country in major contracts with a lot of the food and beverage industry. And what we're actually able to do is to take food grade bottles, manage them down into sort of their virgin material, and then actually truly recycle it back into a food grade plastic bottle for full circularity of the process. So that's a really exciting thing. We have more demand for that than we know, because look, a lot of the leadership on this is coming from food and beverage manufacturers, definitely. And a lot of them have minimum recyclable content standards in their packaging. And so this is a great way to help them meet those needs.
When government offices look to take on a new project, look to go a new direction with something, and same is true with businesses out there, when they look to go a new direction with something, they will get different proposals from different companies. Yep. And that's exactly what it looked to have happened a number of years back. Mm-hmm. But they don't always look at who is here locally, who could take this on, who is here locally, who could, you know, spearhead this project we want to do. And that's why they accept proposals from other areas. But if you look at who is here locally who could spearhead a project that involves recycling, it seems like it would make sense. Okay, well, let's ask Middle Point. They're here now.
Sure.
They've been here for years. It may save us some money.
Yeah, I'm raising my hand over here. Like, please pick me. Like, I think, you know, we are by far the best partner for the, a couple of things I'll say on that. Number one, Middle, even if we put a padlock on the gate tomorrow, Middle Point will always be there, right? It will always be producing gas. It will always be producing wastewater. The county's building a transfer station. We would build the transfer. There's always going to be waste going in and out of that facility. So let's just all understand that that is a permanent fixture of this community, whether or not it is an actively operating landfill. So then the question is, how do we make it least impactful to the neighbors, but also how do we make it the most impactful for this county in modernizing our waste and recycling system? And that's where I think I get really excited. So, you know, we two pieces to that. Number one is, between our property and the county landfill property, there are 1,000 contiguous acres immediately north side of Murfreesboro, bounded by East Fork of the Stone, that doesn't exist anywhere else in this county. And what an opportunity to do something big there. And we as Republic, as part of this long-term 50-year vision, are saying we will pay for and work with the county on building any number of recycling programs. Obviously, the economics have to make sense and there's feasibility and all of that. But also, like, let's not stop thinking about there. Let's think about, how do we turn it into 100 acres of green space with a connector to the Stones River Greenway? Or how do we maybe make a career training center to help drivers and welders and technicians and environmental scientists and put a state-of-the-art property out there? Or maybe it's to build a multi-million dollar STEM accelerator facility that partners with county schools that could utilize our 1,000 acres and all of the ecological preserve we have out there to really push STEM education, with county schools. And so, like, all of those ideas are on the table, and we're sitting here saying, I don't know when a business has ever said something like this to leadership ever, maybe in the history of Rutherford County. It's like, we are ready to do something big here, and we're just looking for feedback to how we get there. So on the topic of recycling, though, I jaunted us off to a different direction, because that part, those 1,000 acres, I'm really passionate about because it's such a cool opportunity. But as it relates to recycling, you know, so we can do all the way up to a big, modern, optically sorted, robotic controlled MRF, but we could also do something really small. Like right now, for example, Rutherford County Solid Waste Department currently hauls all the boxes from its convenience centers with recycling, hauls them through Nashville traffic to the north side of Nashville, and pays someone to take those recyclable materials. It's a loss leader for the county. Instead of doing that, why not take all of that material, bring it to the county transfer station, repurpose that county transfer station as a recycling facility, do a very simple sorting, bale the cardboard, bale the mixed plastics, save all of the money on transportation efficiency, and sell those products down to the same companies in Chattanooga that produce carpet, and actually make money. So flipping an expense to a revenue, like that's a small thing we could do, but in partnership, we could do that immediately.
You know, if we boil all the information down and look to the 80s when this contract was originally signed with Middlepoint, we, as far as the residents of Rutherford County, have no one to blame except for us, because we're the ones who essentially signed the contract with Middlepoint, which back then, whether they realized it or not, this is going to be a lifelong relationship.
Yeah.
As you were talking, this has to be monitored, the landfill does, forever, you know, for years to come,
next
50, 60 years or so. But that is what we did as a community. We signed a deal with Middlepoint, and like it or not, it's a commitment that goes on and on and on. So why not make the best out of it to figure out what direction to head and what we need to change with this relationship and what direction we need to go to next.
Truly. And I feel that very strongly. This is an opportunity to rewrite our future together. And you've got a business partner who just proposed a $1.13 billion economic value package to the county as a first step. And there's more we can do. There's more we're eager to do. We're just looking for feedback. You know, but I will say about the original contract is, you know, when you think back, I always try and do this because you get a lot of calls from our neighbors. They have my cell phone number and they know how to reach me. And, you know, I always, and even our elected officials, like I really try and put myself in their shoes of like, we all have a hard job to do and we have a lot of different push pull of different directions. And in 1989, there were brand new regulations coming out from EPA that basically made landfills go from dumps, which was the county's old landfill without a liner system, into modern, highly engineered, very expensive, continuously monitored containment structures. And that was outrageously expensive for counties at the time. You're throwing stuff away for probably like $5 a ton. Like it was dirt cheap, literally. Probably cheaper than dirt in Rutherford County because Rutherford County has no dirt. But so many counties did the same thing, right? So there's so many closed county dumps that all closed right around that time, and counties didn't have the money or the expertise to be operating these super complex, highly engineered facilities. So they made contracts with the people who knew. As part of that, you can't operate a little tiny landfill and make any money because they are so expensive to build and operate. They have to become regionally focused facilities that take care of waste from more than just our next door neighbors in our immediate city. So that, you know, there, I totally agree. Knowing what we know now in our crystal ball, would we have put Middlepoint where it is right now? Probably not, right? We probably would have moved it somewhere else. But, you know, I think, you know, people made the best decision they could at the time. And you're exactly right. This is our opportunity to sort of rewrite that future now looking forward.
If we look at the city's history of managing landfills or dump sites, because I guess that's how it used to be in cities all across the nation.
Yep.
But if we look at their history and we look at some of their older dump sites, one would be, I guess, Gateway Island, which is near Medical Center Parkway, kind of behind the hospital, that direction.
That's right.
But that used to be a dump site.
Yep.
And then, if I'm not mistaken, there were several times where fish turned up dead within that waterway. And I'm curious because obviously that water was not oxygenated correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So was it an issue where you had methane gas coming up and it was robbing the water of oxygen? What was happening there, I wonder?
Yeah, good question. I'm really not sure. It's amazing how often old landfills and dumps were put next to waterways. Another thing that maybe in retrospect, you know, that's not maybe not exactly where we'd put it if you don't have a quality lining system around that. So great question. But yeah, these dumps are all, I mean, you know, sinkholes. The county is full of sinkholes, which were absolutely a primary source for putting waste and letting it just disappear and then end up on your neighbor's property over there, right, as the water pops back up. So, you know, it's a long history of us not responsibly managing our waste, and we're ready to make a change there.
Going back to this proposal for the city, where you're saying Middlepoint is going to filter back into the community over $1 billion over the years to come.
Yep.
What is step one of that?
So, you know, step one is this is entirely a process driven by the Rutherford County Commission and first and foremost, the Public Works Committee. So I wouldn't presume to know or direct, you know, those leaders on what the next steps are. But, you know, realistically, the path is if that committee is supportive of this vision and thinks it's a good thing for the county, at least to keep exploring. Right. There's so like Then it would go to the full commission. A full commission would direct the mayor's office to negotiate something with us, which I'm sure will be a knockdown, drag out, tough negotiation, which is great because people are representing the county and citizens' best interests. And that's a really good thing. And that's going to take some time. And then there's a permitting. So this is like a multi-year process with lots of checks and balances from everyone around the way. It would have to come back to commission for full approval. So it's not like there's this like there's. It's really easy for some folks to like sow panic and fear about, you know, livelihood and, you know, you're going to be poisoned and full of toxicity and children getting cancer and all these like really like terrible things to say that just are not doing anything to move us forward as a community to solve this issue. So there's going to be a lot of opportunity for public involvement if it even moves forward at that county commission, a lot of opportunity for public involvement, a lot of opportunity to get feedback and make this deal exactly what Rutherford County wants. So it puts Rutherford County first.
How far along in this process are we? Is it already before the full county commission? Have they already taken a look at everything that's being proposed? I mean, where are we in this process?
Yeah, all that's happened is we get up and speak in front of Public Works several times a year, right? And it makes sense because we're a huge partner with the county. And so, you know, we give updates on what we're doing, how we're investing in the community, engineering projects we have going on, how much life we have left, just to try and give like a view into the truth, because there's so much that's put out there about Middle Point that is just not accurate or true or supported by fact. And so we try and like be as transparent as humanly possible there. So all we did was just present a vision to the Public Works Committee. So there's been no vote. It's not in front of full commission. I'm sure, you know, a lot of people have interest in it. It's a topic that's going to get a lot of conversation over the next month, I know. But that's all we're at right now. It's just a vision that we wanted to get out in the public to start the discourse, to make sure people had all the information. Anyone who wants to know about it can go to our website and find everything about it. Call your commissioners if you think it's a great idea and let them know. We'd really appreciate that because we think it's a great idea and a huge step forward for this county.
Republic Services is a huge company. Yep. And I'm curious, are you seeing issues like what's going on here in other cities, in other areas or states?
Look, it is really hard to get landfills expanded, period. So that's just a truth everywhere because it's, you know, the people that live closest to landfills are disproportionately impacted by those. It's just a truth. Same with like someone who lives closer to a wastewater treatment plant or a power plant or an interstate, right? Core infrastructure that's necessary for our society, but people that live closer to them, you know, get the brunt of living closer to them. So that's just it. Tennessee has some complex and sort of counteracting legislation, rules, Part 7 and Part 8, that basically make it impossible to expand landfills or site new landfills in the state of Tennessee. So that's part of the problem here. Like a lot of other states have figured out, hey, this is a problem. We need to put a more clear process because we need landfills. Landfills have to exist. There is not an alternative to landfills right now. There's things you can do to use landfills less, which are great, but there is no alternative to landfills. So a lot of states have figured out ways to do that. Tennessee, you know, honestly hasn't been faced with it, but our immense growth, especially in Middle Tennessee, is sort of bringing that issue to the forefront much faster than I think people were prepared to deal with it.
And as we close this morning, I know we only have a couple of minutes left, but as we close, going back to the project that started a few years back, and that is taking the naturally occurring gas at the landfill, turning it into pipeline quality gas. Tell us again where we are with all of that and how does all that work?
Yeah, really exciting project for us. It's going to be live here, you know, we say June, but probably middle Q3, Q2, Q3 of this year. If you drive by 231 and kind of look over towards Middle Point right now, you can see a massive, especially with the leaves all down from all the trees, you can see everything happening right now, but you can see a massive construction project happening. And that project you see is the renewable natural gas energy plant. And so as waste decomposes, 50% of the gas that's generated is natural gas, methane, which is the same gas that you use to heat your stoves and your water heaters and everything else. It's put in a pipeline by Atmos to our homes. that gas is mixed with 50% of a bunch of other stuff in landfill gas. So what this plant does is it takes all of the gas that's generated as the waste decomposes, sends it to this plant. It cleans out, scrubs out all the other gases, just leaves the methane, and then it dries it and compresses it and injects it into the Atmos Energy pipeline that there is going along Highway 231. And we have immediate, sustainable, low-cost fuel available for Rutherford County.
Have you seen, I think it's called Pipeworks in Seattle, Washington, where it's close to the waterway, but it's along their greenway and it's part of the park where they have all these pipes coming out of the ground. It looks kind of cool. And
I haven't seen that. I would check it out.
Well, I wonder, is that it, what it looks like? Of course, you don't know.
Wish I did. Sorry. Sorry, Scott. But
are you talking about just there's literally tons of piping on top of the landfill right now?
Yeah, most of it is actually, like, if you look at the landfill, there's all of these, they look like wells, like sticking up out of the ground. So think of it like a whole bunch of straws with perforations in the side of the straws that is sucking deep down, hundreds of feet down into the waste, that's actually sucking out gas as it's generated by decomposing waste. So it's a closed system. It's taking all of those wells or sending the gas to the new energy. Right now it's being flared off. So right now we have that in place already, but we just burn that off and destroy all of the contaminants. That's a federally regulated emission control device, those landfill gas flares. But we're just, you know, burning a natural resource basically that could be beneficially reused. And every time I look at them, I'm like, oh, we got to get this project going a little bit faster. So, but yeah, that's exactly what we have going.
But that gas will be generated for years and years and years to come, right?
That's right. Yep, that's right. So from the day you put waste in the ground, it will generate gas, renewable natural gas, for about 30 years.
A lot of it, too.
Yeah. And especially the amount of waste that we're putting in Middle Point, it's going to generate a lot of gas for a long time. So that's going to be a 30 plus year project beneficial for this community, whether or not if Middle Point stays open or closed. Now, if Middle Point stays open, we get more waste there. We produce more renewable resources. It's a better thing.
Will folks see a difference on their gas bill? I mean, is this going to help out the economy that way, as far as, you know, reducing the price of natural gas?
It's such a great question. I don't know that answer necessarily. But it's a really good question. One, I'll definitely tap into that a little bit more and see what the impact looks like.
Again, Mike Lassen with us today from Middle Point Landfill. If anybody has any questions that they want to learn more, what should they do?
Yeah, come on, visit us at middlepointlandfill.com. Again, all of the information we provided to the Public Works Committee this last Tuesday, including our presentation, a booklet summarizing what the vision is, as well as the study link to the MTSU Jones School of Business, who has an economic impact study they completed for Middle Point Landfill. That's all up there on the website. Check it out. Shoot us a note if you're interested. If you like what you see, let us know. Call your commissioners and, you know, let's work together to solve this problem once for all. We've been talking about it for 10 years and it's time to take some action.
Sounds good. Well, we got to wrap it up. We got commercials we have to play,
newscasts,
and all that fun stuff. But thank you for joining us this morning.
Always. Thank you.